There's an interesting discussion regarding the Isra Baal Ta'achar. You see, Rabbi tells us, Kivan Sha'abru Olav, Gimel Rugalim, Bechol Yayim Vayayim, Oivru Baal Ta'achar. Once he passes three Rugalim, Baal Ta'achar gets applied, Bechol Yayim Vayayim. Now, what does Bechol Yayim Vayayim mean? Literally, once a day? Or is it just a form of expression? But really means, Bechol Sha'a V'Sha'a. Every moment, a new Baal Ta'achar applies. The Meiri learns once a day. And he explains like this. He really asks Akash. We find when it comes to Schar Socher, if one withholds wages from his worker, there's an Isser of Baal Tolan, B'yabaititin Schari. The Gemara tells us it only gets applied one time and that's it. So once he misses the opportunity, he gets the Isser. But that's it. It's a one-time Isser. As opposed to here, as opposed to Baal Ta'achar, where Rava tells us, it's a repetitive Isser. It's a recurring love. What's the difference, says the Meiri? Why over there do we say it's a one-time Isser? And here it's repetitive. So he says like this. When it comes to Baal Ta'achar, once he was over the Isser just continues on and on and on. There is no new unit in time that arrives later. Meaning, even if night time arrives, day is over, next night arrives, he's still chayv to pay. There's no change in status. So really, day, night, until forever is considered one continuous zman as pertaining to paying wages. There's no disruption in the zman. It's all one zman chayv, one continuous entity. So once he's over once, there's no reason to give him another isser. As opposed to Baal Ta'achar, says the Meiri. You cannot bring a carb during night time. Zman HaKrova is dafka by day. So every day is a new Zman HaKrova, and every day is a new time unit on its own. And therefore, says the Meiri, you are over Baal Ta'achar one per day. Today's Baal Ta'achar ends at night, which is no longer a potential Zman HaKrova. Tomorrow starts a new day, a new Zman HaKrova, which brings with it a new Baal Ta'achar. That's similar to the Gemara that we had in Sukkah and Beitza, where we learned that the mitzvah of Sukkah, sitting in the Sukkah, is a continuous mitzvah, like a Yom HaRichta, because it applies to daytime and nighttime equally, as opposed to shaking lulav, which is a daytime mitzvah. And therefore, when nighttime arrives, it interrupts the mitzvah. It's considered a separate zman. That was negated to brachas. Perhaps that when it comes to Sukkah, one bracha can address the entire zman. Sukkah is because it's all one Yom HaRichta, as opposed to shaking lulav, where each day is a separate unit, a separate mitzvah. So likewise, says the Meiri, that's the difference between Schar Socher. Once he's over, once he withheld the Schar Socher, he's over the Avera, that's it. It's a one-time Isser. There's no reason to reintroduce a new Isser, as opposed to Baal Ta'achar, which applies itself to the Zman HaKrova. Today deserves one Baal Ta'achar. Tomorrow is a new Zman HaKrova, which gets another Baal Ta'achar. Therefore, says the Meiri, let's say, regarding Tzedakah, Tzedakah is a continuous chiyuv throughout day and night. Therefore, says the Meiri, over there, of course, he's only over one time. It's not going to come back tomorrow anew. It's one Isser Baal Ta'achar for all time. So it's a chiddush pshat. When Rabbi says you're over once a day, dafka karbonis, because each day is a separate entity. Each day is a separate unit in time when it comes to akrabas karbon, but not when it comes to tzedakah. It's one Isser, which is continuous throughout. It's like kayvish schar socher. The Ritva, on the other hand, learns about the Acher is a constant, a continuous Isser. B'chol sha'a b'sha'a, he's over about the Acher. So in contrast to the Meiri, he learned that it's a daily Isser, once a day, he holds that it was kol sha'a b'sha'a, every moment is a new Isser, and the same thing might stuck, because there's no reason to differentiate. The Meiri was machalik that a carbon is tully in the day. So every day gets a new Isser, but stuck is not tully in the day. So it doesn't apply. But according to the Ritva, he learns that B'chol Yom V'Yom is Lav Dafka. It's just a way of expression. It just means it's a constant, continuous, repetitive Isser. B'chol Shav V'Shav is over Baal Ta'achar. Therefore, it applies to Karbonis and to Tzedakah equally. Many Echroim disagree. They say that it's Mashman. The Gemara, B'chol Yom V'Yom means Dafka. Pnei Yeshua, Davnei Nezer learn. B'chol Yom V'Yom means Dafka. And it applies to Karbonis and to Tzedakah as well. Why? Because they learned that every day is a new entity. It's a new Zman. Every day is a new Metzius in Zman. And that's why it makes sense that the Isser comes back the next day again, because it's a new Zman. Nothing to do with Zman Akrova. And therefore, this concept would apply equally to Karbonis and Tzedakah. It's a once-a-day Isser. It's interesting that a similar discussion takes place based on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Milah says that if one does not have Bris Milah, as soon as he reaches adulthood, and he ignores his Milah obligation, Kol Yom Shiyaver Ov Mishayagdul, it's called a Bitul Mitzvah Zaseh. There as well, some Mefarshim say Kol Yom V'Yom means literally every day, so it's a once-a-day Isser. And some say Kol Yom just means it's a constant Isser which really applies itself B'chol Sha'a V'Sha'a. So bottom line is like this. When it comes to Isser Baal Ta'achar, of Karbonis, or Tzedakah, and likewise when it comes to Milah, we have two schools of thought. Either it's a Isser which applies itself daily, once a day, or it's more than that. It's called Sha'a V'Sha'a. And of course, the Me'iri has a chiddush by Tzedakah that it's really only once. It's a one-time Isser, just like Kovesh Shachar Socher, so it's just one-time Isser for all time. Now, what remains to be clarified here is like this. We do have that example of Kovesh Shachar Socher, where the Gemara clearly says, once he misses the payment deadline to his laborer, it's a one-time Isser, and that's it. It doesn't come back again. He's only over once, one time. Why is this different than or Karbonis or Tzedakah for that matter? Right? So according to the Me'iri, he said that Kovesh Chasoch is a one-time Isser, but when it comes to Karbonis, since every day is a separate Zman, so it gets a separate Isser. But when it comes to Tzedakah, we say no. It's like Kovesh Shachar Socher, it's just a one-time Isser. That's according to the Me'iri. But according to the other Shittas, who don't seem to hold of this this distinction, they hold that Tzedakah gets a new Isser every day, or every Shah. Right? Or they hold that when it comes to Karbonis, it's a constant Isser. So they don't hold of the Me'iri's distinction between Shachar Socher, where it's one continuous continuum of Zman, as opposed to Karbonis, where each day is separate. And therefore, Tzedakah is like Kovesh Shachar Socher. They don't hold of that. So according to them, how are we going to explain the difference between withholding wages, where we say it's a one-time event, as opposed to Baal Ta'achar of Karbonis or Tzedakah, where we say it's a recurring Isser, either daily or constantly. So the answer seems like this, that when it comes to Kovesh Shachar Socher, you see over there, the Chiv is paying his wages as soon as he finishes working. This is a lovely solemn. Don't delay overnight. So that's a distinct set time to pay the wages. Once he misses that opportunity, it's over. It's like you owe money. It's like a mashal to a person who borrows money. So you owe him money. But you're no longer really fulfilling a timely payment. The mitzvah of paying in its time, it's over. It's over as money, batel karbanai. So over there, the Gemara says, once he misses that opportunity, he's over. But there's no reason to reintroduce that Isser. Right? The Isser, the primary obligation is to pay him at the moment that he finishes his work. He's looking forward to that paycheck, if the payment time. Once he missed that time, it's over. It doesn't come back. Of course, you have to pay him the wages. You owe him the money. Just like any other monetary obligation that Reuven owes Shimon. But you missed that opportunity. And the opportunity doesn't come back again to create a new Isser of B'yamitit and Schare and Lay Solon. So there we understand it's a one-time Isser and no more. As opposed to our sugya, Baal Ta'achar, whether Karbonis, Utztaka, and likewise when it comes to Mila of a Gadol. There is no real Zman Mesuyim that you can point to and say, well, it's this time and no other. There's something unique about this Zman. He's chayv to pay his neder. He's chayv to be mal. At all times. It's like the worker who just finished working has to be paid in time. So over here, there's no Zman Masuyim, which triggers the neder, or triggers the tzedakah, or the milah. Rather, he's just procrastinating. He's delaying, that's all. It's not like he missed a certain specific type of Zman that he missed. He's meant to bring it as soon as possible, and he's just procrastinating. He's being tardy, he's lazy, he's lagging, he's lingering. So over here, we can very well understand that's a constant Isser. As long as he delays, as long as he's procrastinating, he's going to be Eiver Bal Ta'achar, which says don't delay. And that's a constant Isser, which recurs over and over again, whether once daily, according to some Shittas, or perhaps Kol Shah B'Shah, according to the other Shittas.